President Obama is looking for a place to build his presidential library after he leaves the presidency. Right now, Chicago and Honolulu are the front runners. My wife and I like to travel around and visit the homes and libraries of former presidents. We've been to old Jefferson, Monroe, the houses of Lincoln, Hoover, LBJ, many others, Eisenhower. We've also been to the presidential libraries of Abraham Lincoln, Bill Clinton, and George W. Bush. When you go to these places, what you look at and what you study is the legacy that was left behind by these men in history. Recently, we went to Dallas, and we went to the spot where JFK, John F. Kennedy, was assassinated. And as we looked at that spot, and we went to the little bookstore there on the corner and looked through the books, we realized how much is discussed about the legacy that was never fulfilled with that man. What would have his legacy actually been? You know, King Solomon of Israel has a very checkered legacy. God gave him great wisdom, and he had a great kingship at the beginning of his reign. But later, he let his wives turn his heart against God. It's interesting that early in his reign, he wrote this in one of the Proverbs, "The memory of the righteous is a blessing, but the name of the wicked will rot." So he looked at the legacy a person leaves behind, and it says it could be a blessing, or it could be something that was rotten. Later, at the end of his life, after he had committed so many mistakes, he looked at his possible legacy, and he wrote this in Ecclesiastes. "Dead flies make the perfumer's ointment give off a foul odor. So a little folly outweighs the wisdom and honor." Now, few of us are ever going to have any kind of impact on history like Solomon or a president. But you and I do leave a legacy behind every day. A legacy in how we respond to God, and a legacy in how we treat other people. What is the legacy you leave behind with every life you touch during the day? Think about it. Is it anger or peace, honesty or dishonesty, hatred or love, wisdom or foolishness? What is the legacy you're leaving behind every day with the people whose lives you touch? That's BT Daily. Join us next time.